Welcome in, Texans fans. Texans 24, Houston Texans radio podcast version. Mark Vandermeer joining John Harris. Mark, what's going on?
I'm celebrating, Johnny. Well, not really. I'm not going to go that far.
Celebrating.
I like it that the Texans are going to Mexico. I like this a lot.
Well, there you go. You let me drive, and then you take the lead. I know you're used to doing that.
I know that's why I'm here, though.
I know it is why you're here.
One of the reasons.
If you haven't heard the news, the Houston Texans will be going to Ciudad de Mexico. See, that's not bad. I have 2 years of Spanish, Miss Ellison. You'd be very proud of me for that.
I've got three, by the way.
You're better than I am.
Estadio Azteca.
Yeah. And that's going to be 100,000+ fans. November 21st, Monday Night Football, Texans v. Raiders. It will not, and I know a lot of people will ask us this question, it will not, I don't want to say cost the Texans a home game. It will be a Raiders home game.
You could put it that way.
The Texans will be the visitors down in Mexico City, but that's never been to Mexico City, so it's a couple-hour flight. We'll get on down there, play the game on Monday night, come on back. November 21st. I got a lot of thoughts about this, Mark. It's the first time the Texans have been out. You've called every single game of the Texans from the beginning, and this is the first time you'll be calling one outside the United States. Just instant reaction to hearing this news about going to Mexico City.
I love it. Look, I always wanted to go to London because I thought, hey, free trip to London.
Yeah, heck
and
yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool to be part of the NFL in London thing? But as far as a team season, this is a lot easier to deal with because, as you said, it's only a 2-hour, 15-minute flight from Houston. That is huge for the Texans. Same time zone as Houston, yet it's a world away. And I think the exotic appeal of this is large. And you mentioned it, my first time calling a game outside of the country, that kind of thing. But Enrique Vasquez, who is the Spanish, La Voz of the Houston Texans, he called the last Oiler game in Mexico City. It was the Oilers and the Cowboys back in 1994, I believe.
Wow.
And that drew 112,000 people. Still the largest crowd to ever witness an NFL game. It was a preseason game. It was the Governor's Cup. Oilers won it 6-0, but he called that game, and he'll be back. He'll be back in Mexico City to call this one with the Texans and the Raiders. And we all know the last time the NFL was there was Arizona and San Francisco back in 2005. And Johnny, do you know who played quarterback in that game? Who we saw this year twice. Twice we saw him. And he played some quarterback as a rookie in that game for the San Francisco 49ers. Number one overall draft choice.
Oh, Alex Smith.
Alex Smith.
Yes.
His first NFL pass was thrown in Estadio Azteca.
Wow. That's the one thing I've always said this, Mark. I'm not the biggest soccer fan. I will admit that. But, and maybe I'm just, a big sporting event guy, but I've always said I would love to go see an international soccer match.
Right.
Doesn't matter who it is. I don't have to know any of the players. I mean, it would be nice to go see Argentina because you see Messi or whomever. But I've always wanted to be. I'm a big sporting event guy. I just love the scene. I have a feeling that's what this will be like to a degree. And obviously it won't quite be that way. But 100,000+ fans.
It'd be crazy.
I mean, it's the first time since 2005. I mean, I would imagine it's a must-see event for them.
Yes.
But it's going to have the feel, I would imagine, of an international soccer event. So it's like the best of all worlds. It's still football, the way that I like it, and yet it's on international soil, so you're going to get that soccer-like atmosphere. I'm pumped for that aspect of it for sure.
How do you think Bill O'Brien feels? Now, like we said, it's a short flight. We don't know yet when the team will leave. It's a Monday night game, but I'm going to bet that it's going to be before Sunday, which is when you'd normally leave for a Monday night road game. I'm thinking Friday, Thursday, somewhere in that range. They got to get out there a little earlier. There's another aspect to this. It's 7,000+ feet above sea level.
Ooh,
it's not mile high. It's mile plus high.
Yeah.
So maybe you want to get acclimated to that as well. You know, both teams have to deal with that aspect of things.
That's a great, great point. When we went to Denver for preseason, we were there for the whole week in 2014. Practiced against the Broncos and then played them on a Saturday night. Now it's preseason. And wherever we were, I'm trying to remember where we stayed, but I didn't really have a too much of a problem with it until we actually went into downtown Denver. And then the night before the game, the Friday night before the game, because it was a night game, I wasn't trying to sleep in as much as I could. I couldn't breathe. I wake myself up every couple hours. And so I saw Rick Smith, who had spent obviously a number of years in Denver. And I said, what do you have to do? How do you deal with this?
Yeah.
And he said hydration. He's like, you got to just drink water constantly. Yeah. You got to stay hydrated. And I said, well, how long does it kind of take you to kind of adapt? And he goes, oh, probably a good couple of weeks. And having dealt with it, having lived there, having coached there, having been in the front office there, he would know. And I thought, man, that's going to be something that this entire staff is going to have to think about. Because I never thought about that.
Yeah,
I never thought about 8,000 feet up. That's going to be a big deal. So I would imagine Coach O'Brien is going to want to go down there a little bit early for that aspect.
And you mentioned hydration. Now, I don't want to be like ugly American, I don't know what's going on in Mexico kind of guy, but do you drink the local water or do you bring all your bottled water? I mean, I don't know the answer to these questions, and I'm sure they're going to come out, but you're going to have to bring a lot of agua anyway. And they always do on the plane a ton. And you know me, I'm like, going to Jacksonville, I've got a suitcase full of water.
Yeah, I mean, I once picked up your suitcase just to kind of move it out of one chair to the next. I'm like, what do you have in
rocks.
Here? I mean, you've got two massive things of water, and then, of course, you get plenty of it on the plane. But here's the other thing. To go down to Mexico City, you think, leaving the United States, going to Mexico. And I'll be honest, I didn't know. 2 hours and 15 minutes, that's about a flight to Charlotte.
That's nothing.
I mean, it really
it's
is.
Nothing.
It really
and
is.
In the same time zone. So you really, you know, you're going to get back Tuesday morning at like 4 or 5 a.m., like
same
a normal Monday
have,
night road game, and you can get back to your season. And I don't know what the schedule is going to be like after that and all of that. But, you know, you're playing David Carr's little brother.
Yeah,
all
Derek
right?
Carr, yeah.
We mentioned the crowd. I got to imagine they're going to have to beef up aspects of the stadium because the facilities were a concern, I think, heading into the rescheduling of this kind of game. But I think it's a real plus. The branding, and, you know, I don't want to get too marketing-ish here, but I think it's very cool. Obviously, there are a ton of Cowboy fans in Mexico. And when the Niners played the Cardinals over 10 years ago, there were more Cowboys fans than anything in the stands. But times have changed a little bit, I would think. And, you know, Cowboys now, it's been 2 decades since they've been to a Super Bowl. And I think the Texans have made some inroads in Mexico. And we'll see. Maybe they can make even more. I know there are a lot of Raiders fans as well. And it'll be really interesting to see what the fan turnout is like. And you know the Texans like to bring their traveling Texans. I think a lot of people are going to make the trip, Johnny.
Just from a business standpoint and the fan aspect of being down in Mexico City, having a game down here, what does that mean? What does that mean to this organization? What does that mean? I know, Mr. McNair has wanted to have this game. It's been on they've been talking about it for a few years to have it down there and really growing the fan base in an area that I don't know that I never really thought about growing a fan base in Mexico, but I know that's something that obviously he has to think about, the organization has to think about. How does it, and you kind of mentioned it a little bit, but how important is it to play this game in this location?
I think it's big. I think it's not only big for Mexico, but I think it's big through the valley, you know, as the parts of Texas closer to Mexico and, you know, the parts of northern Mexico, if you will. I mean, I think it's just huge for marketing. Here's the other thing. You're playing on ESPN Monday Night Football. They are going to blow this thing out. I mean, think about it. They're going to go all out covering this thing. When you go to London, you don't get this kind of coverage. You get CBS or Fox, and they're doing. They moved the game to morning, which was great because they wanted to get it on prime time in China and morning in U.S. so it would have its own slot. But it's Sunday morning. You're on Monday Night Football in Aztec Stadium, Estadio Azteca, and it is going to be huge. Everyone's going to want to watch the crowd along with the game. Show me the crowd. You know, you've been to Mexico USA friendlies in NRG Stadium in here, and they're unbelievable.
It's nuts.
You know, it's different than an NFL game. It's hard to describe. NFL games are wild, third down, all that. This is like a constant roar throughout the entire event, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm not exactly sure how you say spider 2Y banana in Spanish.
That's a play call?
Yeah.
How about rock and roll?
Yeah, because, how do you say rock? You better learn how to say it.
Enrique can help me.
I'm sure he could help you a little bit.
I don't want to get too crazy with the Spanish stuff. I took 3 years in high school, by the way, not to brag.
It's okay. I took 2 years in high school, and I passed. I had a friend of mine.
I did well.
I had a friend of mine that you know very well that cheated off of me on his final exam and passed with 72. The teacher caught him, but let him go with it. So,
let him go with it if he can speak the language.
November 21st, Monday Night Football. Raiders v. Texans down in Mexico City is going to be fun. Mark, appreciate it.
Thank you, Johnny.